Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to join us in a couple of moments here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Did you ever get coal in your stocking?
No. No, it was never bad.
You were a nice list kid.
Yes.
You were a good kid. You weren't a troublemaker.
Mm-mm.
You never got detention.
Mm-mm.
I was always threatened with coal. Never got it. The one year I was given two oranges and a dime, because that's what my grandparents said that they used to get when they were growing up, you know, in the 1930s in Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
Two oranges and a dime.
That's right.
Hmm.
My grandma also would go around her house because she would need to stuff the stockings, and she would just find random things. And one year I got a funeral home keychain and a half empty bottle of mouthwash. Merry funny. Christmas. And then she would leave. She would give us cards and it would have our name on the front and our names in quotes. Like, this one's for Adam in quotes. No, Grandma, that's my name. You don't need the quotes.
Look at Chris.
We're good.
Chris is looking at you.
I swear to God, Chris. Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette with us here now on this Fan Hotline. She would funeral home keychain and a half-consumed bottle, or I guess not consumed, but half-used bottle of mouthwash.
If you consume mouthwash,
you're not supposed to consume the mouthwash, no.
No, you're not.
No, if you know somebody that's drinking mouthwash, they might have a problem.
They do. I'd call for help.
What was your favorite Christmas gift growing up, Chris, if you don't mind sharing?
When I was a little kid, my dad got me, right after like the Batman movie was really popular with Michael Keaton, he got me like the Batcave. So like it was like Wayne Manor in the front, and you open it up and it had the Batcave in it.
Oh yeah,
that's sweet. Stuff.
So I had that with like some Batman Atman figures. When I had that, man, you couldn't tell me nothing. Kids was lining up. Yo, can I come play with the Batcave? And I was like, whoa. Do you got something that you to get in here? We got to check what you're wearing. So the Batcave, that was a pretty cool gift.
What about you? I didn't ask you this. I think I did last year, but I forgot.
When I was 2 years old, and I only remembered it because I did, there was a video of it, but lost that video. When I was 2 years old, I got a football locker and it had my name on it. And it had, I don't even know what number on it. And I opened it up and it was one of those like little Tykes Pitt football uniforms.
Dang.
Oh, with like the script, and it had like a jersey, it had the pants. And I remember like kind of running around in that. So it's just kind of ironic that I ended up playing for Pitt.
Man. So your parents give you that gift when you're two.
Two.
And it really helps lead you down the path for the rest of your life.
Yep.
That's why my parents got me a report card that just said C- on it. That's how I knew I was going to West Virginia.
They got you candy cigarettes.
That's right. All right, Chris, let's get down to brass tacks here. Steelers, Ravens tomorrow, 4:30. If the Steelers are going to put up yards and points in this game, how might they go about doing it?
Whew. I think it's going to take some screen action, some accurate screen action, some catching the Ravens, trying to be a little aggressive in different areas. I think it's going to take Pat Freiermuth getting involved a little bit more. I also think it's going to take Russell Wilson really taking the chances to get the one-on-ones with the other guys, because Pat Freiermuth is going to get all the attention, and you're going to still need to give him his chances, but you're going to need to be able to get your chances to Darnell Washington get him out in space and say, hey, Ravens, come tackle this guy. You know, Roquan Smith might be able to, but they're not always going to be able to put Roquan Smith over where Darnell Washington is. So get it to him. You're going to get your seam shots with Calvin Austin. Test them. Kyle Hamilton is a very good safety, but he's not a speedster. If you can ever get him to get those two lined up, give him a shot to go get in a foot race with Kyle Hamilton. Those are the guys to do it. But to be honest, guys, I think the whole point of this game is bring them in the mud. Make this the rock fight that it's been for the past 4 years. You have to go back to the 2020 first game when these two teams played, when Robert Spillane had a pick six on Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. During that is the last time that either of these teams scored more than 20 points in this rivalry. It only one other time since then has a team even scored 20 points, and that was the Steelers. Every other time, it's been less than 20 points in the rivalry. This has been a rock fight, whether Lamar Jackson plays or not. And I think that that's exactly what the Steelers want to keep it at, because if that is, they can play exactly the style of football that they can, that they want with while they're, like, you know, trying to survive one more week without George Pickens.
Chris, what do you think it is with Lamar Jackson going against the Steelers and why he hasn't had success? Do you think he's getting in his own head? Do you think the Steelers get in his head? Do you think T.J. Watt gets in his head? Do you think it's Harbaugh and the fight that he's going against with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Why do you think that the Steelers have been Lamar's bugaboo for these many years?
I think it's the style of defense up front. I think it's the way that they engage with the Ravens offensive line. If you look at, like, quicker defensive fronts ones that don't have, like, you know, a Cam Hayward in the middle, but plus two edges, those are the ones that the Ravens usually excel at. But when you look at how the Steelers play and also how the Chiefs play with their defensive front, who the Ravens also really struggle with, those are the teams that give them hard times, that slow down their progress, that don't give them the easy yards on the ground. And then if you just got guys that can be sticky in coverage, that can just kind of create these tight passing windows and make you have to win contested catch after contested catch, those are the teams that are going to give the Ravens fits. And the Steelers have fit that profile for the past 5 years of this rivalry. And it's crazy because at the same time, you know, the Steelers have basically been in transition looking for their quarterback of the future while the Ravens have had a two-time MVP quarterback. So I think it's impressive the Steelers have done that. But again, going to the rock fight and keeping it from getting serious here with the offense, if you look at all the Ravens games, every game they have won, they have scored 28 points or more. And every game they have lost, they've scored 24 points or less. This is what the Ravens want to do. They want to run up the score. Do not let them make them have to get in the mud with you. And that plays right to your advantage.
Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette Steelers insider, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, so to that end, no Deshaun Elliott, probably. And maybe no Dante Jackson. I think Larry Ogunjobi's going to play. It seems like he's trending in that direction. How are you feeling about the Steelers' injuries and how that might lend to them matching up here?
Deshaun Elliott could be a big problem. He's a big-time tackler. He's an eraser. You can put him on tight ends. You can put him on running backs, wide receivers. I think he would have been a big answer for Mark Andrews. But I also think that the Steelers have other guys that can play in the middle well. And I don't think that's the big thing that you have to worry about. I think the big thing is you need a number two corner. The Ravens are also hurt up. Rashad Bateman, Nelson Aguilar, they're going to be hurt down. I think you could trust Joey Porter Jr. to cover Zay Flowers. He did very well against that last time. This might be the week that you need Corey Trice. Like, you know, they've been letting him recover and get used to things. If Dante Jackson can't go, bring up Corey Trice. You know, he's played well against the Ravens before. Give him a chance and let this secondary go to work. But I think the big thing is you do what you've been doing up front against the Ravens. Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton, Montrevious Adams, who despite that penalty last week, I've actually thought did some good things when it came to pressuring last week. But you guys got to win the middle consistently. Don't let keep the linebackers clean so that they can make plays against the run, but also keep Lamar Jackson bottled up. Don't let him go crazy and create extra big plays with his legs, whether it's running downfield or just buying time for his receivers to keep running around. You do those things up front, I like the Steelers' chances in this game, especially if Joey Porter Jr., he's had a very roller coaster season, very ups and very downs in some weeks, but his last really big up was when they played the Ravens and he took away Zay Flowers. He's got to do it again this game.
Chris, what's your thoughts on the college football playoffs? I mean, obviously that starts tonight, Indiana, Notre Dame, but the game that we're all going to be paying attention to is tomorrow, Penn State, SMU at 12 p.m. Do you think Penn State gets it done?
I don't know, man. I think SMU is a tough, tough team. I think they're athletic. I think they're fast. I think that if James Franklin comes with an offensive plan that does not put up points, I think SMU is going to catch them off guard. I think that they can put up points. If Penn State rolls in, you know, rolls into Happy Valley and their offense is clicking and they put up points, they'll win this game. But if they come out and they play like how they have in so many big games, and it's like they're just struggling so much just to get, you know, 17 points in this game, SMU is going to take control of that game. They James Franklin's got to get whatever the issue is Penn State has had with these big games, especially on offense and how things have just taken so long for them to get anything going. They've got to shake that in this game if they want to beat SMU. I don't think SMU allows them to just walk out with a 17-14 win.
Future West Virginia quarterback Bo Prabula not playing could be the difference. I just wanted to shoehorn that in.
Yeah, of course.
Chris, we always love it, man. Thank you so much for coming on every Friday all year long, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday season, pal.
Happy holidays, fellas. Thanks for having me on all year. It's great being on with you guys. You guys are a lot of fun.
We are fun.
Thanks, Chris.
We're the best. See you, buddy.